Biblical Theology, Chapter 1, Paterology, God the Father. Definition. Paterology comes from two Greek words which mean Father and Word. When combined and used in terms of theology, they mean the study of the Father. Common subjects studied in paterology include the knowledge of the existence of God, the Trinity of God, the attributes of God, the names of God, His sovereignty, and His purposes and plans. The knowledge of the existence of God. We obtain knowledge of God in the following ways. From creation. The first words in Genesis are, "In the beginning God created." Genesis chapters 1 to 3 record that God is the creator. If you do not believe these first five words, then you will be unable to understand or accept the remaining truths of biblical theology. God created both the natural and spiritual worlds. Here are some other verses confirming God as creator. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 16. Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. God created everything, the universe, the earth, plants, animals, water, light, seasons, etc. His greatest creation was man, who was made in his image. All creation continues to be sustained by God. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth. Psalm 104, verses 13 to 14. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Creation actually declares and confirms the existence of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 3. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Psalm chapter 97, verse 6. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1, verse 20. From history. History confirms the existence of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, his birth, ministry, death, and resurrection. Historical records of kings, wars, and other events in the Bible are also confirmed by history. Archaeological digs have also confirmed many cities, villages, and events mentioned in the Bible. From tradition, accurate knowledge of God is passed from one generation to the next. From experience, through the new birth experience, people come to a knowledge of the living God. Experiences such as dreams and visions may also provide knowledge of the true God, as do experiences of observing God at work in the lives of others in miracles and transformation. From Revelation, The greatest confirmation of the existence of God is found in the Word of God through numerous statements such as these. I am God, even thy God. Psalm 50, verse 7. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Isaiah 45, verse 22. I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Isaiah 46, verse 9. The Trinity of God. The one true God is revealed in three distinct personalities of the Father, the Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They are one in essence, one God with three distinct natures. The doctrine of the Trinity must be accepted by faith, as it is difficult to grasp with our finite minds. The first person of the Trinity of God is called the Father. He is the Father of Israel, see Exodus 4, verse 22. The angels, see Job chapter 38, verse 7. Jesus Christ, see John chapter 17, verse 1. All believers, see John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for God, Elohim, is a plural word. Plural pronouns are used of God. See Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And the angel of Jehovah is deemed to be Old Testament appearances of Christ. See Judges chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. The strongest Old Testament verse for the doctrine of the Trinity is, Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 16. In the New Testament, the Father, Son, and Spirit are confirmed to be divine, to do the works of God, and to be worshipped. Much is written about the deity of Jesus. Examples in John chapter 1, verse 1, and Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Yet he is distinguished from the Father and the Spirit. The Spirit is also God. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, and Acts chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. But distinguished from the Father and the Son. God has a triune nature with three distinct personalities, yet he is one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. There are several scriptures which confirm this triune nature of God. When Jesus was being baptized with John the Baptist in the Jordan River, God spoke and the Holy Spirit descended. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, verses 16 to 17. Prior to returning to heaven after his ministry on earth, Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit coming from God. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. John 15, verse 26. The Apostle Peter spoke of the triune nature of God. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. The Apostle Paul spoke of the Trinity in his writings. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. See Romans chapter 8, verses 2 to 3. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. For through him, the Son, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. The book of Acts also verifies the triune nature of God. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promises of the Holy Ghost, he, Jesus, hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. Acts chapter 2, verse 33. The attributes of God. God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are described in the Bible in terms of their nature. When we speak of nature, we mean basic qualities which describe God. These qualities are also known as attributes, which mean characteristics. The Bible reveals that God is eternal. The Trinity of God is eternal, with no beginning and no end. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Psalms 90, verses 1 to 2. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. The eternal nature of God can be illustrated by a circle. The circle has no visible starting point or ending point, yet it exists. A spirit. God is a spirit. This means he is without flesh and blood, and therefore invisible to the natural eyes of man. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. Sovereign. God is sovereign, the ruling power over all the universe. Read Ephesians chapter 1 and Romans chapter 9. Omnipresent. God is present everywhere, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15, verse 3. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Psalms 139, verses 7 to 8. Omniscient. God knows all things. Thou knowest it altogether. Psalms 139, verse 4. God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Omnipotent. God is all-powerful. I am the Almighty God. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. With God all things are possible. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Psalm 62, verse 11. Unchanging. God does not change his person, nature, or divine purposes. For I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Holy and righteous. God is sinless, absolutely pure. Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. Just. God is fair and impartial in judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. Faithful. God keeps his promises and is absolutely trustworthy. He abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. Benevolent. God is good, kind, and desires your welfare. He is benevolent towards all of his creatures. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Psalms 145, verse 9. Merciful. God shows continuous mercy to sinful mankind. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7. Gracious, God shows undeserved kindness to sinful man, for I am gracious. Exodus chapter 22, verse 27. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Psalms 145, verse 8. Loving, God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Long-suffering. God suffers long, meaning that he does not immediately judge sin, but appeals to all men to repent and patiently waits for them to acknowledge their sins and turn to him. Wise. God shows deep understanding and keen discernment. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. Proverbs 3, verse 19. Infinite. God is not subject to natural and human limitations. He is not subject to the limitations of space. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. He is not subject to the limitations of time. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Exodus chapter 15, verse 18. See also 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, Exodus chapter 15, verse 18, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 5, Psalms 90, verse 2, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10, and Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. Names of God. God has revealed himself in many ways in the Holy Bible, including his names through which he has revealed his nature and character. The word God, or one who is worshipped, is a title men use to describe the Supreme Being. In the Bible, names are more than an identification. They are descriptive of the bearer of the name. The names for God include Jehovah, which means Lord, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 15, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, Judges chapter 6, verse 24, Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord my shepherd, Psalms 23, verse 1. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35. Elohim means God and is used where the creative power of God is implied. Acts chapter 17, verse 28, John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13. Father, Abba, Heavenly Father, Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Adonai means Lord or Master, Exodus chapter 23, verse 17, Isaiah chapter 10, verses 16 and 33. This is often used in combination with other words for God. El Shaddai, the God who is sufficient for the needs of his people. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. El Olam, the everlasting God. Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. El Elyon, most high God, exalted above all other gods. Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20.